solving home alone problems, step number two, this is, how do we solve boredom? And boredom, solving that, is the hub of the cure for home alone problems for me. Everything grows from how unbored your dog is, and indeed how rich we can make your dog's lifestyle when you're not there to entertain it. And a better term for boredom, the more official one, is environmental enrichment. And it takes concepts that I'm sure you're aware of with regards to the Kong toy. Is there anybody here who doesn't know what this is? Anybody not aware of a Kong toy? Good. They're the yardstick of environmental enrichment. The Kongs are good. They're not the be-all and the end-all of everything, but they're a good demonstration because we all know them. And in case you don't know what a Kong is, it's a toy that teaches dogs to entertain their heads, as this big German shepherd will show you. So he's trying to get the food out of the Kong toy as it's rolling across the floor of the consulting room, and he's exercising his head. He's saying, what the heck? I often visualize dogs doing this as if they're a wolf playing with and killing their daily rabbit. Now, you've seen that. So I often think that that's a wolf picking up his daily rabbit that's put his little furry head out of the burrow, catching his little daily rabbit, and then eating it gruesomely alive, which is rather sad, but at least the Kong toy doesn't have any feeling. And wouldn't it be good if we can get the maker of Kong toys to deliver Kongs to your dog during the day while you're not there? And wouldn't it be good if we can find a Kong toy which costs you nothing? Hang on to that thought. So environmental enrichment is where we're heading, and we're going to take the concept of the Kong toy and make it a lot richer and a lot better for you. So what we need to do is to create a balance in your dog's lifestyle so the dog's home alone lifestyle is as rich as its when you're with you lifestyle. Now, when you think about this, if you're a standard 9-to-5 person, you go to work at whatever, 7 o'clock in the morning, get home at 5 p.m., then when you're home, everything joyful occurs. You're there. The games you play are there. The food you give it is there. The grooming, the washing, and, of course, the attachment to you is there when you're home. But when you leave at 2 ticks past the flea in the morning, then everything joyful goes with you. And that's where the boredoms and the bigger brothers and sisters of anxieties and panic disorders can start to be a problem. So what we need to do is to balance up that balance beam. At the moment, when you're there, all of the heavy weights are with you. What can we remove from your side of the lifestyle, put on the home alone side, to create a balance in your dog's lifestyle? So that's where Kong toys come into it.